Ready?
You try.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Guys, John McTavish. How you guys doing this evening?
I don't know, man.
It's going to be a good one. Anytime we got a Pete review, I think we get a lot of spiciness on the panel. So I'm pretty excited for tonight's recap.
That's right.
Lack of spiciness.
So today we are talking about the Tatuaje Black Label Private Reserve Britannicus Extra. The Vitola is a Britannicus Extra, so there you go. The length is like 5 3/8 by 48. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Nicaraguan Sungrown Criollo. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Blended by Pete Johnson. Price point is $11. And the cigar was released in September of 2020. We were able to pick up these cigars from Lake Country Cigars in Wisconsin. So be sure to go to lccigars.com. You can grab their phone number for them, give them a call, check out what they got in stock. They have a great selection, great prices, so I'm sure they can help you out with whatever you're looking for.
That's for the tall blonde guy.
He rides a Kowalski.
Kowalski Ninja.
Kowalski Ninja.
Kowalski Ninja.
All right, Gene, what were your overall thoughts on this one?
This was a very disappointing cigar for me. It's a very bold cigar, so a lot of big, bold flavors, a lot of red pepper, sharp minerals. There's a little bit of a softness and like a roasted nuttiness and this dried vegetal thing going on. But, you know, the more I smoked the cigar, the more it got more like charred and harsh. And that final third that I had was especially just that sharp mineral and red pepper combination was super strong. It was like heavy on the palate, super heavy on the finish, just very unbalanced and very sharp in general. So kind of a bummer because I don't typically feel like a lot of what Tatuaje does is a miss, but this was this is entirely a miss for me.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts on this one?
I heard 1 minute.
Seth's on recovery mode, so
I think I got him wound up because I was making.
He get the what happened? He get the Rona? You get the Rona?
No, I remember when you were talking about 2 weeks ago, Brule Blue.
Yeah,
you said it was hard for Asians, and then when you said vegetal, yeah. The way you said it,
I'm such vegetal
right now. I need a goddamn.
I said vegetal like a fucking white person, you motherfucker.
No, you said it well. Listen, I thought the cigar looked appearance wise was great. First third, I was getting some citrus black pepper notes, dry earth qualities, a little bit of stone fruit.
He's gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it. getting the second third, it improved a little bit overall as a blend. It's getting some more sweet earth notes. The final third, though, just kind of went downhill. Oaky earth, medium full in strength and body. So yeah.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
I mean, my experience was literally the opposite of June's. So if you just flip everything that June said from top to bottom, I mean, I've never been so far apart from you, June, on a cigar in a very long time. Overall, I thought it was good. I actually thought it was pretty sedate and soft for a Tatuaje. I did not get intensity, which is a nice change. I did not get intense baking spice or red pepper flake, you know, a lot of that sharpness that is kind of reminiscent of a lot of stuff coming out of My Father. And, you know, Pete tends to blend a lot of heavier stuff. And I was quite surprised at how soft and you know, restrained this cigar was. I thought it progressed really nicely. It had layers of complexity. It had depth to it. I wasn't finding my palate getting fatigued. And the first and second thirds were really similar to me. I mean, there wasn't a huge change up. So overall, quite good. And then, you know, last third, the flavor intensity just kind of dropped off and it became actually quite light. Tannic wood driving the profile. So a little bit of harshness there, which kind of hard on the palate. But construction was amazing. Burn was great. Draw was great. So pretty happy overall with that experience. Aaron, walk us through your review.
Yeah, I thought the cigar had a nice start. It had a really full mix of cedar, earth, and black pepper. Earth kind of took the lead in the second third, which kind of dropped things down a level and maintained that like kind of the rest of the way. You know, fun Vitolo for the line. I just don't think it presents the best of what, you know, the Black Label Private Reserve line kind of has, you know, out there. But the earth was just too much of a damper on the flavor profile. I think it's still worth a try. People get a chance to check it out, see what they think, how it stacks up with maybe what else they smoke from the brand, and see if they want to go back to it or not. But you know, it was interesting enough, had really good construction, so that kind of helps it out as well. So let's get into the scores. Start at the top with John at 6.82. I was next at a 6 even. Seth gave it a 5.70, and then June gave it a 5.20. So John, how'd that 6.82 match up for you?
That matched up really well. I actually expected this to hit the low sevens, but I guess that last third kind of pulled it back. But 6.82, I mean, that puts it right into the realm of stuff I would buy, stuff I would reach for in the regular. And, you know, really the way 2020 is going, this would be eligible for my top 25, except all y'all got a poo-poo all over it. So I don't think it's going to make it. Next.
Yeah, my 6 even matches up well. I mean, it was an above-average flavor profile, had really good construction. That kind of gets it right to that 6 bar where I'd say it's kind of worth a try one there. But, you know, it's if I'm going to come back to this line, this probably isn't going to be the size that I'll go after. But it was you know, it was a fun thing to smoke. So, all right, Seth, 5.70.
Yeah, I mean, I think it lines up. I think it's – listen, I think the Black Label is just kind of – it's not what it used to be. And I think it's kind of gone downhill. So I think the size is cool, but it's definitely not of the offerings of Black Label. I want to pick it up, but choose something else.
All right, June, 5.20.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a great candidate for my bottom 25 for the year. So, it kind of sucks. This is a great shape. It reminds me of that. I don't know which boulevard, Cuba Boulevard, is that
PBF
that they made this.
No,
the PBF. Pacific, the one they made for Asia Pacific.
I think so. It was definitely
Britannica. It was Asia Pacific Britannica.
Oh, okay. It totally reminded me of that, and you know, Pete probably used that to rip that off of his cigar, like he does a lot of the Cuban packaging.
Homage? Is it?
Homage means rip off in French.
Yeah, it's a French word for rip off. Homage. Yeah.
Homage. But like, I mean, he does it in a tasteful way, which I dig. Yeah, yeah. You know,
I think he pays respect. I actually, yeah, totally, I think he's actually totally paying respect.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wholesale copying the bands. I think, you know, I think if he was copying the band design and stuff, then I'd be like, okay, come on, dude. But, you know, the 109 cap and stuff, that's pretty sexy, man. You don't see that a lot in a lot of cigars.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, look wise and kind of, you know, the excitement level was pretty high going into it, but it just didn't pan out on the smoking experience. So
I'm sad you didn't enjoy it as much as I did, but when I got to halfway through the second third, I was like, June's not gonna like this cigar.
So, yeah, you're right. And, you know, it's a good thing we come out with the consensus list this year.
Well, it's funny because everyone busts your balls about like you not liking strong cigars, which is totally not true. It's just there's a particular flavor profile, and this is it. That's a combination of a certain type of earth and cedar and red pepper flake that you do not like, and I really like. And I think this is exactly the cigar that defines what that flavor characteristic is that I love and you hate.
So, and also, shout out to Black Label.
Shout out to Black Label. Wait, what? Right. Yeah, I mean, it is, to Seth's point, it is very, very different than the classic. I mean, I think I still have like 4 Black Labels in the humidor from like 6 years ago, and they smoke way different than this. But that isn't necessarily a bad thing. So, and I don't think anyone gives a shit what we say on the panel. Pete's not going to have a problem moving it, even if I gave it a 4.2. So,
yeah. If I stopped Pete from selling these cigars, I truly would be sorry. And then I'd make fun of the people who stopped buying them because I told you not to buy them.
There you go.
Any other final thoughts from you guys on this?
You know, keep it up. Keep making cool looking cigars that pay homage to the Cuban roots. I love it.
There you go. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Homage.